Mary Magdalene has long been known as the apostle to the apostles, the one who was sent to the one who was sent. And what a beautiful depiction we have. The gospel brings the responsorial psalm to life. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. We can just clearly see that being lived out in the life of Mary Magdalene. After that encounter, that life-changing encounter she had with Jesus, it was as though a font was opened up within her heart. It's gushing forth love and the desire to increase that love. And this is the same for each of us. As we encounter the risen Lord, as we encounter the mercy and healing and grace of the risen Lord, our heart is opened and it yearns for more. And we see what a beautiful witness she is to each of us, especially to you as the laity. She's the one who stayed faithful. She's the one who persevered. The apostles, the ones chosen to lead, they left the tomb. They went back about their business. Mary stayed. And so when there's so much confusion, mixed messages, ask Mary Magdalene for that grace to stay faithful, to persevere in your yearning to encounter the risen Lord. And as he did to Mary, he will do to each one of you. He will reveal himself and he will call you by your name and draw you closer to himself. This encounter with the risen Lord is what your heart seeks. As the first reading said, I sought him. Ask for an increase of that desire to encounter the risen Lord. And like Mary, go and tell the world, go and tell the apostles, go and tell the leaders, I have seen the Lord. What better thing could we ever say? What other words could ever be more important than that? And your life as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ, may the witness of your life, without ever having to say the words, say these words. As you continue this day, as you encounter your family and your friends and your coworkers, they should leave you knowing that you have seen the Lord.